2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let's listen to this for a moment and let it sink in that if we're in Christ, we've become something new. We're not our old, worn out, mistake-ridden yesterday. No, in Christ, we have grace for today, and we can choose the decision to surrender our life to Him in every moment and then begin to see the best of God become the reality of our life. Because when we died to our sin and came alive to Christ, we're not just a better version of our old self. No, we are a brand new creation. I'm talking about a complete overhaul, a total transformation. The old you is gone. You can say goodbye to the chains of your past, the mistakes that you've made, the labels society has slapped on you, the errors of your ways. No, all that stuff is dead and gone, and they will not define you anymore. What defines you is the grace of your God, who has been given you this new life in Christ. Because of Him, you've been made brand new. You are born again. Your identity, your purpose, your destiny has all been redefined by the power of His love and grace that's at work in your life. And we get all of this, and not just a one-time deal. No, we get it every single day. We have an opportunity to walk in the newness of life that Jesus has come to give us. So today we can let go of the baggage, let go of the guilt, let go of our old mindset, our old mentality, all the old shame, and embrace the truth that we are a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. And it's time from this place of newness to make a now decision that we're going to step into the fullness of who He's created us to be, to live with confidence, purpose, and passion. Now, all of the change of His redemptive work in our life does not happen overnight, but the newness starts right now when we say daily, God, I thank You. Today I'm a new creation in Christ. I am not going back to my old mistakes and my old mentality. I'm going forward with You. Move my life forward from this place of new beginnings. So as new creations, we rise up because the world needs what we have to offer, not even in our own abilities or giftedness, but in this new life that's been set free from sin and shame because of Jesus. We now have something to give them. This is the gospel, the message that changes everything. And as the Holy Spirit begins to work within us, we can become everything we've been called to be, that the promises of God are still at work in every part of our life. And He has called you to do something significant because you are to Him someone of great significance. He traded Jesus for you so that God could bring you into His family and make you brand new. You're not who you used to be. You're a new creation. You're a new creation today, and you're going to become today more of who you're called to be. And tomorrow, you're going to add more God momentum because you're not going to go back to your old ways. You're going on to God's ways. Let me lead us in a moment of guided prayer. Say this with me. God, I believe that today is a new day, and I am a new creation. My sin is gone. My shame is gone. My old baggage, I leave it behind, and I grab a hold of a new beginning. Not every area of my life has changed, but You're changing everything on the inside of me. I believe, because of Jesus, I am a new creation in Christ. And God, You've created me for something special. And today I step into it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.